Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. It is so good to be with you today and talking about a really fun theme, topic, idea, if you will. And it's how to make $10,000 in a day. Now, you may think I'm going to give you some kind of like secret hack or strategy or something like that, but not really. We are going to be diving into more about how do you really come to a place where you feel ready, mind, body, and spirit, to attract this that you want, to be able to attract the 10K in a day, if that is what you want. And I think that it's really about the energy and congruency of where you are moving into and really embodying that. And so I'm going to walk you through a process of kind of how I do this for myself whenever I want to make more money, whether that's 10K in a day or 10K in a week or what have you. And whatever that may be for you, I think this is going to be helpful for you. And so the first step is really when I look at this for myself, I need to really feel it in my body first. It cannot come from this headspace. It's not necessarily what always makes logical sense, which is what most people do. And when we get so heady, that's where we get lost in the this and the that and the steps and that it has to be one way and the perfectionism and the comparisonism and all of those things that can happen. And so for me, when I first start with what it is that I'm wanting to offer, you know, and if that's going to be a $10,000 offer or a $2,000 offer or a $500 offer, what is it that I'm wanting to offer and the experience of what I am excited to create? I literally visualize that experience, what it looks like, who's a part of it, what's the landscape, what's happening within what I'm offering. And it's really about that deep connected feeling that you need to have between what it is that you want to offer and really coming from that place of embodiment. So I start there because when I do, the energy of what I'm creating is so much higher. It's higher and bigger than even me. And so it's actually what prepares me for the money. It's what prepares me for the larger work. It's about opening to those greater levels of possibility, to those greater levels of money. And it takes a massive amount of energy to make this happen, but I don't mean doing energy. It's not a doing. It's more of this knowing. Because when you know, and when you really allow yourself to embody what it is that you want to offer, for me, it has to be cutting edge. It has to be moving me into higher levels of evolution myself. And the reason is because I get so bored so quickly. Now, it doesn't mean that I have to, again, start or create something from scratch. I mean, a lot of us have a craft and an expertise in something that we've been doing for a really long time. But it's going back to that idea of there has to be a level of excitement and connection with what it is that I want to offer and really what I am receiving from it. Because when I do that, that's when I start to become aware of how valuable what it is that I'm offering really is and embodying that. And when you can get to that place, that's when you can start to get excited for people to be ready to say yes to you. And for me, that's where that value can come in. And that's when I can start to look at the investment through that lens. How much time, how much energy, how much of my craft is really going to be, you know, coming through this? And so there has to be a higher level of monetary exchange for me if I'm going to give and gift all of that energy and all of that craft and all of that balance that really comes with it. And so it requires an ownership. And so I think that when you can start from that place, which most people don't start, and that's why they tend to underprice themselves or to not offer anything at all, which how can you make 10K a day if you're underpricing yourself? Or how can you make 10K a day if you're not pricing yourself at all. You're not making any offers. And so it's about coming from that place of embodiment and really a value. And that's what's going to help you move forward. Now, when you kind of map out that, I want you to start thinking about the way in which you're selling. Because here's the thing. If you're someone who wants to make $10,000 a day, I have seen it time and time and time and time again. I know so many women who have been able to do this, and they all come from different industries, different walks of life, different backgrounds, different experiences. But it's about that mindset that if that is something that they want to do, if that is something that they want to accomplish, it's the first piece that I was just talking about. And it's also getting clear on this. The way in which you're selling now, if you want to make 10K a day, 10K a week, whatever that is for you, and you're not, the reason why it's most likely not working right now is because it's not lighting you up. And if it's not lighting you up, if it's boring to you, how boring do you think it is for the people that you're trying to offer it to? You know, nobody wants to buy a plan. Nobody wants to buy a how-to. Nobody wants to buy a strategy. But do they want to feel seen? Do they want to feel heard? Do they want to feel witnessed? Do they want to feel significant? Do they want to feel confident? And that's the thing. It's coming from this place of, are you really lighting up first so you can allow those who are the right and perfect fit for your offer to also light up with it? It's about the language that we have to make that needs to be so compelling. It's about the way that it makes you feel that needs to be compelling. So for example, if I said to somebody, hey, I have more money to give you. I can walk you through an experience that is going to help you make more money. You're probably going to be a lot more compelled to be interested in what it is that I have to say. Now, if I said, hey, I have a plan for you on how to make more money. I have a step-by-step that you could follow if you wanted to on how to make more money. I'm going to help you make the plan. I'm going to give you the plan. There's this plan. People are going to start nodding off. Really, I'm sure you may have just like nodded off just listening to me say that, because it's about the way that we show up and it's about the language that we use and really the energy that that is coming from that makes it more compelling for your buyer. So you have to put more color and more excitement and more energy into what it is that you're selling. Because at the end of the day, it's about that dream come true for that other person. What is their dream come true that you are selling to them? What is that? Because I have a really hard time believing that it's a plan or a how-to or a step-by-step or a piece of clothing or coaching. What is the layer beneath that? You know, the result, the dream come true experience that they're going to get by you putting together a plan, by you coaching, by you offering them that piece of clothing that you have to sell them. And this is where you need to do a little bit more than just surveying your audience. Because to me, what comes up mostly when you have to offer something, it's that confidence piece, that significance, that wanting to feel seen, that empowerment piece. Like someone who feels those things are going to feel a lot more comfortable and owning and honoring what it is that they want. And so we have to get to that compelling piece for them. You know, like where do they want to get to? And that is really what we are coming from. What is the result? What is the value? What is the experience that you and only you can take them on or can take them through for them to be able to get what it is that they want at the end of the day? Are you helping people make more money? Are you changing their lives in some way? Are you able to, you know, support people in finding more freedom in their lives with what it is that you do? Or are you just selling them a plan? So I kind of look at this, and I've said this a lot. If you've ever been inside my coaching containers, you've heard me say this, is that stop selling the features. You've got to create a foundation of what it is that you're offering. And that usually starts with your story. What is your brand story? What are your values? What is that unique differentiator that makes you stand out and makes you the person that they want to learn from and that they want to experience this from and that they want to be a part of above everybody else? And most of the time, what happens is that people talk about the features. You know, instead of selling me the dream vacation, you're selling me the airplane. You're selling me the clothes that the flight attendant has on. You're selling me what, you know, the toilet paper looks like in the back of the plane. Nobody cares about the airplane. They want to know where they're going, not what the airplane looks like. They want to know where you're taking them. They want to know the journey that they're going to go on and how that, again, is going to help them expand to new evolutions of growth for them. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. So do they get more freedom by working with you? Do they get more money by working with you? Do they start to understand something that they didn't understand before that helps them grow and expand in new ways? That's what you're offering them. So how specific can you be? I promise you, I will help you save twice as much time than you're saving right now. You could say something like that. I will help you double your confidence in 60 days or less. I will give you twice as much money and you won't even feel it in your daily life because you will have so much of it at that point. That's what you're selling them. Do you see the distinction between that? Do you see the distinction between me being so lit up about those things? And so a lot of times people are worried that you're going to give them a plan. They don't want a plan. They want more money. They want more freedom. They want more health. They want more wellness. They want more confidence, and they want it faster and easier than ever before. So can you sell me that? Because if you can, I promise you, if you come from that place of being able to feel confident and embodied in what it is that you're bringing to the table, and you have an ownership and honorship of what that is, you could make 10K in 5 minutes. If that's what you choose to price your offer at based on your value, your craft, the energy that you are honoring and bringing to the table. And that is really what pricing is about at the end of the day. There's no perfect rule book out there. You don't need anyone's permission. As long as you know that you've got what it takes, you can back up what it is that you are saying with your knowledge, your experience, your craft, your unique look on the world. And this is really great for coaches. If anyone is listening to this, that you're a coach or you're a consultant or you're a mentor, this is a really beautiful thing that I want you to start tapping into and really taking in and embodying. If you are anyone who is in that kind of service-based business and maybe you have been plateaued for a while or maybe you've started to even seeing your money decrease, the most likely sign of this is because you are underestimating the power of your own purpose, the power of your own vision, the power of your own mission. And the more that you can start to embody what that truly is, to get back to the basics, to get back to the root of why do you want to be doing this work? You know, and does it truly light your soul on fire? Because that's the kind of energy that is going to be needed for you to be confident, both mentally and emotionally and spiritually, to be able to say, yes, my services, my offers are worth $10,000, or worth $5,000, or worth $2,000, or worth $500, whatever that is for you. But it begins with you. It has to begin with you. And so I hope that this is in service. If any of you just feel stuck, if any of you are like, I want to make more money and I don't know how, you've got to create more value. And the way that you create more value is you start with yourself, finding the value within you, knowing that you have what it takes, and being so lit up by that knowingness. And it's really about you being able to meet your client in the middle so you have that balance to do both, you know, to become an authority in what it is that you say that you are and that you embody and that you do. I think that a lot of times we feel like we have to either have all of the systems and the strategies and the da-da-da-da-da, or we just feel like we just need energy. But then we get stuck. You know, your offers aren't landing and you aren't able to make more money because you aren't tapping into that energy. And so that's what I love to teach. And that's really where I come in. I meet you in the middle so you can have the balance to do both and become an authority. You need to have both in order to scale, in order to not be living in your business. You need alignment, but you also need a foundation in place. You need to be present, but you also need passive income if that's important to you. You need to feel aligned and be able to move when it feels right, but you also need the processes in place that lay that foundation. And when you come from this place of embodiment, you can capture both. And I know that you can because I've seen it not only in my own life and my own business, but time and time again with so many of the women that I work with. And that's how you build brand authority. Now, I'm going to be talking more about this in a live event that's coming up, a live masterclass in a couple of next week, actually, a couple of days. It starts on October 17th, and it is called Brand Abundance. If you want to join me, it's going to be a free masterclass series. All you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/brand and join us for this. I'm going to be tapping way more in to just the sliver that I gave you today about the importance of really starting to embody what it is that you want, really starting to come from that place of believing in yourself and knowing that value piece that you bring to the table. It's about honoring and figuring out how to craft your story, which allows you, again, to really showcase the value that you're bringing to the table. And it allows for just a much more vast and innovative way to come to the table and to show up and to create more influence and impact and to really be that conduit and that service provider for the people that need it the most in your community. That's how we grow revenue. That's how we grow our communities. That's how we grow our client base. And that is a tried and true belief that I will just scream from the mountaintops until I don't have enough energy left to do this, which hopefully should not be anytime soon. But for now, I am so fired up and lit up to be sharing this free masterclass next week, starting on October 17th, Brand Abundance. Go to juliesolomon.net/brand to join. I'm going to be walking you through 5 days of really helping you start to honor your brand and really helping you start to reclaim the power of your purpose, and then using really easy and practical foundations and processes, if you will, to get there. But it's about you being ready and willing to show up and you even stretching yourself to new evolutions of growth first. I want to encourage you and to invite you to get out of your head, get into your body, start to feel that heart more, feel that power of where your desire to impact, your desire to serve is really coming from. And if you're wanting more support and walking through that, I would love to support you in that. So hopefully I will see you next week for Brand Abundance. Just go to juliesolomon.net/brand to join us there. And thank you so much for being here today, letting me feel all my feels and get them out. And hopefully I have articulated this in a way that connects with you. And if not, that's cool too. You can always take what you like and leave the rest. But if anything did root in for you today, I would love to know what that is. So all you have to do is just screenshot today's episode, tag me at Jule Solomon, and we can chat about it. Until next time, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week, and I will see you very soon inside Brand Abundance. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff. When I say the words online business, what do you think of? Do you think of working when you want, from where you want, being your own boss, controlling your income, turning your passion into your profession? Well, when I hear the words online business, I can't help but to think of my dear friend, Amy Porterfield, and her incredible podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. For 15 years, my friend Amy has taught dreamers, entrepreneurs, and online business owners like yourself how to start and scale an online business by authentically sharing what she's done in each stage of her $100 million business. Yes, 100 million. I mean, this girl literally wrote a New York Times bestselling book on how to leave your 9-to-5 job and start your online business from scratch. Twice a week, Amy will grace your headphones with actionable, inspirational episodes to help you get started, earn more, and serve more with an online business, even if you're starting from nada, zero. From simple strategies to grow your audience, to navigating self-doubt and everything else that you need to growing an online business, nothing is off limits with Amy. That is what I love about her. She is no gatekeeper. So if you love the sound of being your own boss, controlling your income, and serving generously from an online business of your very own, then go subscribe to Online Marketing Made Easy right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever platform you love listening to. Let her know that I sent you.